I got my like Fitbit on. I got like my, I love my Fitbit. I love my little wristwatch Fitbit. I don't know if you guys rock with the Fitbit, but I do. Cause I'm on a weight loss journey, okay? And I'll tell you what point of my weight loss journey I'm at. I'm at the part where I'm using this exclusively as a watch. That's where I'm at. Yeah, that's a good place to use it, right? You're like, first off, you're like, I'm gonna keep track of this. And you're just like, man, this keeps pretty good time. Every now and then it'll hook up to my phone and tell me I don't know how to sleep properly. And I'm like, we're gonna have to get rid of that app. I don't like that app. That's not a good app to be on. So you got your Fitbit. Let me ask you, I do like when it's motivating. Like if you're really killing it and your heart rate's through the roof and you're sweating and really getting into your workout, your Fitbit will buzz and it'll be like, you're in the zone right now, Winston. You are in the zone. You are getting your zone minutes right now, okay? And that is very exciting when my heart rate is through the roof that it does that. My only problem is it did it to me yesterday when I was eating. That's a nightmare. I don't know if you've had that happen. It is terrifying to bite into food and your watch is just like, you lifting weights right now, brother? You getting those 2-a-days in? Oh my, you lifting weights at 4:30 in the morning. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, man, I love that my watch is like, you're in the zone. I'm like, it's a cow zone. I'm in the cow zone. That's a pretty good zone to be in. I like the cow zone. I was like, how'd you know what I was eating, Fitbit? It's pretty good. I have gotten to the part, though, where I am respectful of my Fitbit, and I just take it off when I eat. That's what I do. I put it in the other room. I was like, you don't need to see this Fitbit. My Fitbit was actually a gift from my girlfriend, which is a really fun way to find out that somebody's seen you naked and thinks you're fat. We're like not even done with it. She's like, hey, I think I know what I'm going to get you. I'm like, is it a cake? I would like a cake right now. I'm pretty hungry. I am. She's like, Winston, I want to get you a Fitbit. I want to show you how heavily invested I am in you losing weight. And I was like, I really wish you hadn't said heavily. I was like, can you stop that? She's like, you're on thin ice. I'm like, why are we doing this to me? I don't like this at all. We got it together. We went together. We went to Target to get it. We bought it from the guy that works in the electronics sections at Target, the most annoying man that's ever worked anywhere. It's the worst, man. I feel like they put him in the electronics section to keep him as far away from the doors as possible. Like, we're going to need to put this lunatic next to the books. Let's go ahead. Because he was trying to sell me on something that I had already decided to buy. Like, it's in my hand. I'm walking to the front, and he goes, hey, I noticed you eyeballing that Fitbit. But I was wondering if you knew what Fitbit was short for. And I was like, no, sir. What is Fitbit short for? That is when a grown man looked me in the eyes and says, it's short for fitness, bitch. And I stabbed him. I murdered that man in a Target. Somebody can't say fitness, bitch, to you before lunch. Do you understand? I beat the hell out of that guy, okay? But while I'm beating him up, man, I was like, oh, man, I don't have my Fitbit on. I'm not getting any credit for this exercise. Thank you guys so much. I've been Winston August.